Good morning. This is Simeon, coming to you from the outer reaches of the universe, bringing you energies to support your day and to take you further into the world of your Creator. It has been some time since we spoke, and on this occasion, you can feel the necessity because of the flow that is required through the open channels that you survey every day. These channels are used regularly for many, many interactions. But there are none as equal to those that you provide for the world. The channel combination is unique, and it derives its energies from every part of the universe through the unique combination that we have at our fingertips. Since our last conversation, there's been much writing, but now it is essential that the energies flow again in a real form each day, so that what we say can come to pass with ease. It's not about getting everything right. It's about maintaining a flow that never goes wrong. It's about maintaining nothing except that flow, and without any need for content, our communication can provide that flow. Once we settle into a rhythm once again, you will see great advantages flow into your life and the lives of everyone around you, because the communication that comes from every world is carried by your voice and my interaction. At times, you will seem as if you are somewhere else, because you are. You will be producing words initialized by some special being from another world. And what is said is important to everyone, because it holds more than just the words. It holds the communication in another language at a level beyond our hearing that encourages everything around everyone and brings to life a world that has long been hidden. It is our purpose now to continue to talk about the future, but not the future that you know, the future that you can select, the one that is unique for everyone, and that holds a person in their true light at all times. The golden light that's always surrounded you will now be visible, and its effects will be felt by the world. The time is prudent for this to appear, and it will enhance the lives of everyone who happened upon that light. It is the most powerful and the most gentle light of all, directly from your Creator, for the purpose of maintaining life in its original form, no matter what may have influenced any part of it along the way. The golden light of the Creator will return everything to its natural state, including the nature of every single person. We have waited for some time for you to become established to the extent that you are recognized in the world. And now we are able to present ourselves through the open channels that you hold. You will find many different names through this same source, appearing out of nowhere, simply to make contact and be recognized as one of the universal beings who has always been at your side. Now that this is possible, we will extend our reach and bring the name of Simeon into the light that you hold. The world will know a lot more because of your presence, and because it is destined to be that way. If the world continues to look into the future, it will look past what it now sees, and it will want to know what's in front of it. It is your capability that will reveal this for everyone. Even though there are many people channeling, they are not allowing the vast expanse to come together as you are able to. The vast expanse consists of all the major interactions throughout the universe. And those major interactions are for each individual, not because of any one name, but because of the golden light of your Creator that reaches everywhere. We have spoken many times about many subjects, and now it is our time to speak about all the things that nobody else can speak about. All the technologies and beyond technologies that exist in this world cannot be seen unless you are at a distance. And we reside at a distance where we can look on at the stage where you present yourself to one another and to us. And we can advise about all the things that you have never seen, even though they are within your reach and within your vision. Once we open the doors to the new you, to the new intelligence, and to the new abilities, it will become part of everyday life. But the biggest thing that will become part of everyday life is the continuous evolvement of humanity and of the love that it can bestow on the universe. It is long forgotten, but when all the varied energies of every person come together, not through contact or through scientific means, but through the unique communication system of the universe, then you'll know what it means when someone says, "We are all one." It is actually quite a riddle in your world. We're all one because we all have the same goal, and we all do everything different, but still achieve the perfection that we see for ourselves as individuals. It is now also very prudent to discover the new worlds that are beyond the world that you live in. Those new worlds are part of your existence, and they can be an enormous extension to the world you are in. But remember, the world you are in cannot contain all those other worlds. You are on the stage. They are in the audience. And now, as we reveal the presence of so many worlds, we congratulate everyone on this special occasion. And give to you an endless flow of love and harmony to deliver to the world at your own rate. Thank you once again. Your loving friend, Simeon.